The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
Now, 3 years ago, Sarah Matthews was involved in an accident which immediately meant she lost her sight and was left in a wheelchair. Her son was one at the time. Here's Sarah's story.
I was left with damage to my brain, which severed the connection to both my eyes from the optic nerve. It was such a big change, and took me a long time to sort of make any adjustments, really, because it had come out of the blue, and I spent a lot of time sort of wondering what it was I was going to do next and what I'd be capable of doing. Before I lost my sight, I was working as an illustrator, so I was quite a creative person, doing lots of very visual work, working for magazines, and I also worked as an event executive in a big company where we did lots of awards ceremonies, and yeah, a lot of that involved such visual work, so it was quite a worry really as to what I was going to be able to carry on doing. I think that we were very lucky because we've got such great family support around us, so my husband was able to carry on working. So we, from both sides of our families, both grandparents came to stay and look after Evan, and he went to nursery as well. They just tried to make it sort of as normal as possible, but, not seeing me so often. So, yeah, it was a big change, and he wasn't able to sort of communicate in terms of talking or anything at the time. So it was very difficult for me to sort of understand his movements and what he was up to. And when I did come home from hospital, there was a lot of adjustment in terms of getting used to playing with him in a different way, because I found that probably the best thing that helped us was the fact that he loves trains, and we've got quite a lot of wooden train track with Thomas trains on and things, so that's a very tactile thing to do. So we used to make lots of tracks and do lots of playing sort of to start off with, really. One of my big challenges was to get walking again, and I sort of thought, well, I'm not going to be blind and in a wheelchair, that's just not possible. So I wasn't entertaining that idea. So I did work really hard on walking, and as I still am, and it was my sort of hope that I'd be able to start walking after school when he started first week of September, and I did manage to do it, so I was really pleased. But I think it's sort of up to me now to use my own willpower to see how far I can take it, see how much walking I can do. And I've started also trying out the long cane as well. But that's a very early start. I haven't really had any training on it. I'm just sort of practicing on my own way. I also wanted to mention Braille, because that's been a great thing for me, because when I first came out of hospital, I didn't really know what to do with myself, sitting around quite a lot, but I signed up to a Monday morning class not thinking whether it'd be interesting or not, and then went along and found that I did really enjoy it. I could pick up the Braille pretty quickly, and I got to meet lots of other people that were visually impaired, which is something that I hadn't really been able to do before. My next big project really is looking to get back into work, something that I do want to do, but I'm not entirely sure what direction to go in yet. So lots of research to do, and also doing a lot more like with the family. We've managed to go on holiday, just the three of us, a couple of times, and that's worked really well actually. I think Centre Parks is a great place to go if you've got low vision or no vision, because it's just really easy to get around. And we also hired a bike that had got a wheelchair attachment on the front, so I could go cycling around the forest with them both. It was really good.
Thanks, Sarah, for sharing. If you want to share your story, then we'd love to hear from you. You can get in touch. Email theweeklyconnect@rnib.org.uk.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.